The Return of the Native by Thomas Hardy. Read by Stephen Pacey. A Saturday afternoon in November was approaching the time of twilight, and the vast tract of unenclosed wild, known as Egdon Heath, embrowned itself moment by moment. Overhead, the hollow stretch of whitish cloud shutting out the sky was as a tent which had the whole heath for its floor. Looking upwards, a furze cutter would have been inclined to continue work. Looking down, he would have decided to finish his faggot and go home. At this transitional point of its nightly roll into darkness, the great and particular glory of the Egdon Waste began, and nobody could be said to understand the heath who had not been there at such a time. The sombre stretch of rounds and hollows seemed to rise and meet the evening gloom in pure sympathy, the heath exhaling darkness as rapidly as the heavens precipitated it. The place became full of a watchful intentness now, for when other things sank brooding to sleep, the heath appeared slowly to awake and listen. It was a spot which returned upon the memory of those who loved it, with an aspect of peculiar and kindly congruity. The great inviolate place had an ancient permanence which the sea cannot claim. The sea changed, the fields changed, the rivers, the villages, and the people changed, yet Egdon remained. Those surfaces were neither so steep as to be destructible by weather, nor so flat as to be the victims of floods and deposits. With the exception of an aged highway and a still more aged barrow, even the trifling irregularities were not caused by pickaxe.